Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it's the run-up to Blackpool 2024, and it is basically Christmas for magicians. And I am spending the week speaking to the movers and shakers in the magic industry that are going to be at Blackpool and talking to them about what amazing goodies they've got coming up. And I'm excited because I'm talking to the person who probably year on year has more new releases than everybody else. And that is marvelous Matthew Wright. And mate, I don't know how you're going to beat last year. You had the button thing, which was a worldwide bestseller. You had that the crayon thing. Star Draws was amazing. You had the app to force the color, which I still use all the time. You had the cabaret thing with the dot. I mean, you had so much amazing material last year. I don't see how you're going to top it this year. But I bet if anyone can, you can.
I'm not going to top it numbers-wise. I think I had 8 new releases last year. I haven't got that many. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, 6 if I include the masterpiece. But 6. They are brilliant.
Before we talk about the 6, though, you've also had some stuff come out recently which has never seen a Blackpool. Are you going to have that?
Well,
there?
That's it. Yeah, those are going to be the new for Blackpool too. Yeah. The nesting envelopes, which has been a sensation, really. People have been absolutely loving that. Visions, which is my Visions 2.0 or 2020 Visions. That's my favorite trick to perform. That's going to be there. So those two haven't been released at Blackpool before, plus these 6, plus the Card Under Anywhere is having a little re-release as well because we sold out, so we did a little new routine on that. So, yeah, I guess that counts as 9. Yeah, I've got 9 again. Yeah.
But let's talk about, obviously...
Oh, 10. I forgot about one.
Oh, my God.
I have beat it. Woohoo! Yes!
We're not going to talk about the masterpiece because, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, I did a full interview with you all about the masterpiece.
Yes.
Suffice to say, it's brilliant. It's amazing. It's probably the best cabaret trick I've ever seen. And if you want to know more about it, you can go and check out that interview. We did like a 45-minute interview all about exactly what it is. But at Blackpool, you are going to have one there. People can look at it. People can touch it. And you will be taking orders. And then straight after Blackpool, orders stop. You then cannot buy this thing. It's not like you can wait and a month later it's going to appear in Murphy's warehouse and then sent out to everyone worldwide. Once Blackpool's done, it's done. And then it's not going to come on the market, if ever, for a very long time. So
exactly.
If you're a stage performer, one, go back and look at my interview with Matthew where we talked about the masterpiece. But then secondly, go and see him at Blackpool because he'll have one there. And if you want one, there's the time to put your order in. But putting the masterpiece to one side, tell me what goodies you're going to have.
If you're a close-up worker, we have got you covered. You did mention last year that I released the Brass Buttons, which was a massive, massive hit.
I was on that project. I love that.
You were, yeah, and your routine was incredible. When I watched it, I was like, wow, you did great routines. A lot of people did some great routines. Nick Lawrence, Roddy McGee, Gary Jones, tons and tons of guys on there. This year, a little update too, we've got Silver Buttons.
Wow, they look nice. They probably look even better.
I think so, yeah. The rusty old washer, some people weren't so keen on it. It was difficult to get the match with the gaff and the gimmick exactly right. Now they just match perfectly.
That's really good. That's really good.
And it's almost a new release for Blackpool because I didn't have them. I had a few with me at Blackpool, but we hadn't done the tutorial. I hadn't done any routines. They'd literally arrived from the supplier that morning, and I had them. They arrived Sunday morning, and I was giving them out Sunday.
You weren't even demming it because you
didn't have a routine. I had nothing. Oh. So I was waiting. I was waiting on Mark Southworth to meet up with him that weekend and do the routines. And then unfortunately, he passed away a couple of weeks after Blackpool.
Yeah, it's still a very sad loss for the community. It really is. But I mean,
his
I'm so glad that, you know, you were still able to bring this out. And I've been using...
For a couple of reasons as well, because it has sold really, really well. And it's managed to help Mark's family and see them through a tough time as well. Because he was a partner on it. It's still absolutely... Half of the project is still Mark's, and that's still going to his family. So it is helping support his family through that as well.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It really is. And I've been using brass buttons since last Blackpool. So has Ryland. And I think that the silver will be better. I think the silver. If I had one negative to say about it, having used it so much, it would be that brass button. It's fine, but I can see the silver making a big difference. So yeah, that's perfect.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. And if you come to the stand, I'll be able to do my routine now, which I've been doing for 12 months. So
there you go. So, get done. And for people that don't know what the original brass buttons is, it's an incredible version of copper, silver, brass. But instead of using a Mexican centavo and a half dollar or whatever it may be, you're using a silver washer, using a little blue button, and you're using a lovely little ceramic coin stroke poker chip type thing. And you have these three, and basically using these three, you can do incredible routines. And what Matt did, which I thought was amazing, is the tutorial had so many routines from so many super intelligent guys, really, really good close-up workers. So you're getting so many different ways of using these coins. So, you know, some people were saying in the reviews on the Magic Cafe that the tutorial was like their favorite part of the whole project. It was like a
That was worth the price without even the props they would have paid. Because the price of it's crazy. It's like £40. The price is absolutely ridiculous for what you get. And a lot of people saying the tutorial, which you were part of, was worth it. Have you seen the trailer you haven't seen the trailer for Silver Buttons?
No, I haven't.
You're on it.
I'm on it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, I took a lot of, because it got such smash reviews, so I've put a lot of the reviewers on there saying what they thought of it. So you and Ryland make it onto the trailer. So thank you.
Yeah, finally I've made it. This is great. Boom. Okay, so Silver Buttons, you're starting this off with a massive, massive, massive trick. One of the best tricks of 2023. What are we following that up with?
Let's bring it down a little bit, but still beautiful. Okay. This is my Chamber of Secrets deck of cards.
You showed me these. These are
beautiful. Look at that foil embossed backs on there. And the Chamber of Secrets is my theatre where it's all steampunk. So copper embossed on the back, and then the front are beautiful. Just look at those reds popping.
I love the black with the red on it. It reminds me of a bit of an old school Black Tiger type look to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going for. And then we've got the black pips are bright, like a copper color. Beautiful deck of cards. The box is gorgeous.
Who printed them?
WJPC, which is like the very high quality printing company in China.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they've done a lot of the butterfly cards. They've done some wonderful, wonderful projects. Massive on Kickstarter. Most of the Kickstarter projects are done with WJPC. Wonderful company to work with. And the quality of them is incredible. Yeah, so really happy with those.
Yeah, that's
next
great.
Up, we've got season two is coming out of Squid Games, isn't it? They had season one, Squid Games. Then they had the reality show, Squid Games. I don't know if you saw it. That was quite cool.
I did. That was fun, yeah.
And then season two is coming out of Squid Game soon. So we've got season two of Squid Cards.
Of course you have. I remember reviewing these when these first came out. These were such a clever idea. Basically, it was an ESP-style matchup using really kind of, it was almost like cardboardy style stock. And
yeah, it's that little marketing, business cardy thing.
Yeah, the marketing system on the back was really clever. And it was based on the game in season one with the umbrella and where you had to chip away at the cookie. And they were great.
Well, it's a similar thing. people.
There's more cards there though now, isn't there?
It's the same. People were complaining a little bit about the cards. So these are now cardstock. They're made on cardstock. Some of the games that you play, we have printed on there. So this is more like you would, it's like a deck of cards that you would buy from a game shop to play at home with Squid Cards. The original ones were as though they'd come out of the film themselves, out of the TV show themselves, and that's what they would have used. This is almost like Squid Games have released their own brand of games to play at home. So that's what this is. It's more of a game looking thing so you can play Squid Games at home.
That's great. But obviously,
still packed with routines. We've got some new routines on there. We've got the same old routines. We've got Michael Murray's Jazz Mentalism.
I was going to say, Michael Murray being on there was like almost the price of the project, if you ask me. I mean,
that's the trick. That's my go-to trick. It's incredible. I absolutely love it. I'm doing an Essentials of Close Up Magic download, so that'll be on there. So I've got my 8 rules of what it takes to be a great close-up magician. So oh, wow. That's part of a lecture. I'm going to Holland and Belgium and things after Blackpool finishes, doing a lecture tour around there, and it's based on the essentials of close-up magic. I think I've stolen the name of the title from Eugene Berger. I think he had an Essentials of Close-up Magic. So I'll be doing that, which is, I'm just filming that as we speak. I'm halfway through filming it. Fascinating stuff. I'm not really teaching tricks on there. I'm teaching more about the psychology of what works in close-up magic and how to engage with an audience, how to make the audience care about what you're doing and how to take it from just a card trick into something that fits them emotionally, how to install your own character into close-up magic. And I show performances and break it down as to why I'm doing it in that style. So it's more of a theory-based thing than a trick learning thing. There's a million tricks out there. There's very little on theory and even less on the theory of close-up magic. So that's what the essentials of close-up magic is based on.
That's great. That's amazing. So that'll be a download that they can download or stream and
well, watch. Yeah, if you're at Blackpool, you get it on a little card.
Perfect.
Speaking of making close-up magic engaging and mean something, one of the greatest tricks ever, I think, is Out of This World.
I would completely agree with you. I mean, it's incredible.
Incredible trick. Well, I've taken Out of This World and dragged it into the modern age with Swiper.
Are we talking about the fox from Dora the Explorer?
Swiper is based on Tinder and Grindr. You know, when you swipe left and you swipe right. Swipe left, swipe right. So in here, we've got a load of dating profiles.
Nice.
I've got males and females. You swipe left and swipe right if you like them or not. And then when you turn them over at the end, all the people that you didn't like say no match, and all the people that you did like say match.
Wow. That's a
the out of this world principle. But it's a completely different technique. I've got a new method. That's super, super simple. You don't stop the dealing process halfway through. You've got all the cards, you deal them all out into any pile, and we turn them over and they match. It's a beautiful, beautiful principle. And then I add a kicker to it at the end. We take all your It's a Match cards, mix them up, you pick one of them, and then there's been an envelope prediction on the side. You open the envelope up. It says perfect match on the back. You turn them over, and the one card that you've chosen out of all your matches the perfect match exactly. So it's out of this world plus a really strong kicker. It's a beautiful effect. I love performing it.
That is incredible.
It's so engaging for the audience. You know, in out of this world, you're just dealing cards from left to right. There's no meaning to it. Every single card that you deal from left to right now has importance and significance to it. It's a fascinating trick. Really, really love performing it, and people really engage with it. There's a few little comedy things in there as well. At the end, if you're doing this for weddings or whatever like that, you can switch in the perfect match to be the husband or the groom or the bride. And then when you turn when you turn them over, the big kicker is that it's the groom or the bride and it's the perfect match. So when you're dealing left to right, that isn't in there, but you add it in at the end, and when they turn it over, their perfect match is the husband, which is a beautiful thing to perform for couples. And also you can do a comedy ending where you go through it all, and then at the end they turn over the big, fat, ugly guy with no missing teeth and things like that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful trick to perform. Extremely baffling and really easy to do. So I think that could be a good one for people.
That's ridiculous. That's great. I love that. Everything that you've said, that's my favorite. I would do that in a heartbeat immediately. That's super commercial. That has
super
the chance.
Commercial.
That has, honestly, that has the chance of being like the trick of the convention. Just that's.
I hope so, because no one knows about it. Nobody knows about it. This will be launching for Valentine's Day. So people will have it so they can do it perform it for Valentine's Day. But I haven't mentioned it to anyone. There's no like underground noise about it. Nobody knows this is coming. So I think it's going to really surprise people when it hits.
That's amazing. Huge, huge, huge release there. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And then another one, me and Mark Bennett are producing The Dead Man's Hand.
This is the thing I was most excited about, honestly.
Me too. I think it's an incredible
First of all, I love Queen's Nose. I really did. If I had one complaint about it, it was that the reveal of the card wasn't as apparent in low light situations. And then King's Secret came out, and that solved all of the problems for me. And I do that routine all of the time. King's Secret is amazing. Mark told me about this, and when he told me about it, I said, this is the one. This is going to make me stop doing King's Secret, because I am more interested in the subject matter behind this than I am the subject matter behind the King's Secret. I think this is just incredible.
And this opens up so many routines. I've got a 15-minute parlor routine that I use with this. That's packed full of magic and full of routines that I teach on the tutorial. It's got every level from absolute beginner, from someone who's never picked up a pack of cards before, to someone who's won FISM. There's something for everybody in there. Like you said, for those who don't know the Queen's Nose or the King's Secret, the basic, it comes in two. There's a special edition and the basic. This is the basic. Comes with four coins, which is incredible value for money. A Billy the Kid coin, which is it's a bounty coin. It says Billy the Kid most wanted dead or alive.
They look so good.
They do. They look authentic. On the back there, there's 21 bullets on there because Billy the Kid killed 21 people. He was 21 when he died. The year on there is 1881, which is the year that he died. But it also, 1881 is a 1, an 8, an 8, and a 1. And the dead man's hand is 2 aces and 2 8s. The coincidences in this story is incredible. There are so many stories to be told. Anyway, it comes with 3 gas coins. On the back, we have 3 reveal cards.
Love how the cards almost look like they're intertwined into the...
Yeah, exactly. They're underneath the guns and the bull's head. We also have, and this is one of the best decks I've ever seen. It's fantastic. We worked for ages on this. The Dead Man's Deck.
Okay.
The box here is an old craft box. It's all battered and torn. The printing's all faded. This, it says Deadwood Saloon on the front, which is where Wild Bill Hickok was shot and killed holding the dead man's hand.
Wow.
Inside here, these cards are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, look at those. They're great.
Aged card and individually aged. Any of these cards that are on the market that are aged now, they all have the same aging pattern. So if you like look through it, you can see these are all different. They've individually been aged and marked and scratched. On the front, these court cards are beautiful, just one-way court cards. Just a fabulous looking deck. And these again are all individually aged and scratched and marked. Talking of them being marked, they are marked on the back. Got a huge, big mark on the back. They're also marked in another way. Just in the top corner, the three force cards, the three cards that match the forces, they have a separate marking as well, so that you can instantly see where your force card is, so you can force instantly.
That's a brilliant
from there.
Idea.
It's wonderful. Three of the cards that you get in there, you only get one joker, but you get three matching cards for the index cards. Let me just see if I can find one of these. These are gorgeous.
That's great.
So you got a bullet hole and blood stain through the force card, so you can force the card, shoot it, the card appears on the coin, and it also switches for a bullet hole coin with the blood stain on it. Yep. Gorgeous. It comes with an authentic picture of, this is Billy the Kid. That really is Billy the Kid. That's Wild Bill Hickok. That really is Wild Bill Hickok. He's holding his hand, the dead man's hand. It tells the story of the dead man's hand on the back. It comes with a wanted poster from Billy the Kid. This has reveals built into this. So one of the force cards there, I don't know if you can see that. It says Five of Diamonds. On the back here is a treasure map. It says Billy the Kid located near Deadwood Saloon. And then down the bottom here, it says Bring a Spade. So you can force a spade. Loads of little psychological, very Michael Murray-like. You can force a load of stuff from the wanted poster. Some of the routines. I've got an out of this, not an out, an any card at any number routine.
I love any card at any number.
You'll absolutely love this routine. Because it's not any card at any number, it's any card at the next number.
Whoa.
It's billed as a gambling game, a Wild West gambling game. So you shuffle the deck, put it back in the box, say, now in the name any card, name any number. And it's called the dead cards. They're called dead cards. So if you say the King of Diamonds at position eight, so you say the number eight, and the King of Diamonds. I now have to deal off eight cards. Those are dead cards. If any of those cards contain the King of Diamonds, I lose. So it's like an old-fashioned gambling game. So you deal down eight cards. The King of Diamonds hasn't appeared. You win a dollar. I give you the dollar. I said, but you got to give me a chance to open it up. We unroll the dollar. And it says, turn the next card. They turn the next card and it's the King of Diamonds. So I get my dollar back. Beautiful presentation for any card at any number. I hope I explained that right. I hope you understood what I'm doing with that.
I did. That's great.
So now, again, like the Out of This World, where with the swiper, where every turn of every card, every deal of every card is important. In this, every deal is... Every turn of every card, every count is important, because if they see their card, they're going to lose. So when you get to 14, right, 12, 13, every single turn of the card is important and interesting to them.
That's a great premise. That's brilliant. Brilliant, Matt. Absolutely brilliant.
The routines we've got built into this, the Dead Man's Hand, are incredible. They really are. We've got some poker deals where you end up with the dead man's hand and that leads you into the story. It's the routine in that this opens up if you're a creative magician. Well, you don't even have to be creative because we've created it all for you, but it opens so many possibilities. Or you just do it as the standard Queen's Nose presentation and the card appears on the back of their coin. It's for everybody.
What's the difference between the standard and the deluxe, if you don't mind me asking?
20 quid.
No, in terms of...
I know. well, for that 20 quid, you get an awful lot. Like I said, the standard is £40. You get this little pouch.
Yeah, with the coins.
In fact, that's not right. The whole package is £45. I've just realised. The whole thing is £45, the whole special edition. I think this is £30. I've done the maths wrong on this,
mate. Are you going mad?
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on. Like, seriously.
It's $60, which I think turns out it's about £48. So we've rounded it down to Blackpool for £45.
So, for £30, you're getting the bag and you're getting the coins and you're getting the tutorial. But for £45, you're getting the coins, the bag, the tutorial, the wanted poster with all the reveals on it, with the map and all the reveals on it as well, and the custom printed deck of cards with the markings on them and the force cards marked and the extra cards with the bullet holes through them. And all of that, and all of these routines, including a 15-minute parlor set.
And the ninja stack, which I haven't even told you about.
What the fuck is the ninja stack?
I've created a memorized deck specifically for this. I'm selling it separately. You can buy the ninja stack for $20, £18, whatever it is, $20 it retails at. You get that for free as well. The ninja stack allows you to do the any card at any number, dead cutting. I call it dead cutting, where you cut to any card named, dead weight, where they drop the cards on your hand and you tell them how many cards are there. But these are all presented as gambling games.
Wow.
As what the Deadwood Saloon was a famous gambling haunt back in the 1800s. These were some of the games that they've played that have fallen out of favor now. So dead cut, you name any card, I'll cut to it. Boom. If I cut to it, I win a dollar. If I don't, you win a dollar. Games like that, there's real premise behind these memorized deck routines. I include the ninja stack in that as well.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Memdex. I use Mnemonica, and I have for years, but I'm telling you, the amount of people that want to learn Memdex, and I say, you've just got to brute force memorize it, and they just don't, they can't.
You don't. This ninja stack, the learning system I've put together, have a look at the trailer and it'll give you a little bit of an idea. But it's a mnemonic, but the numbers correspond to a lot of the order of the deck and the way that I've taught it. For instance, the four of hearts is in position number 10, right? So in the video, as I'm talking, the guy from Smokey and the Bandit comes on. He's like, 10-4, that's a big 10-4. So you, as you're watching the video, you're getting hypnotized into remembering what position they are.
That's great. That's amazing. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, ninja stands for nine jack. Ninja.
Okay.
Ninja, nine jack. So there's a mnemonic behind it that's very, very easy to learn. And the positions of them are very easy to learn. So nine jack, ninja, the first two cards of the stack is nine and jack. So one and two is nine and jack. 1-2. A ninja will learn 1-2. And there's a little training video of a ninja in the back going 1-2, 1-2. So you're picking up the information of how to learn the stack as you're watching the video.
That's clever. That's very clever.
I mean, it's still bloody hard work, isn't it? It's a memorized deck, but this takes a lot of the pain away from it, I think.
And I can't believe you're doing that as well as everything at Blackpool for 45 quid.
45 quid, it's nonsense, isn't it?
That's just stupid.
I know. Well, I am stupid. I always do it. You think that's stupid? Do you know what else I'm doing?
What?
I'm doing the bundle.
Oh, not the bundle. I genuinely don't know how you were able to afford to do this bundle last year.
I can't afford to do it. So in the bundle, you've got the Dead Man's Hand, Swiper, Silver Buttons, the Ninja Stack, the Nesting Envelopes, Visions 2020, Squid Cards, my Chamber Cards, the Essential Lecture, and a little download that I'm doing for Easy to Master Cards with that. That's a total value of $250. I might do it for 80. It
Are
might be
100. Mad?
I haven't decided which way to go with it yet. It might be 80. It might be 100. I might throw in the card under anywhere wallet and make it up to 100.
That's going to be the best deal at Blackpool, man.
Well, there's only going to be, you'll only get 10. There's only 10 of
them. Oh, yeah, because there were only 10 last time, weren't there?
Yeah, I only do. I do it on my little best things to see at Blackpool because it cost me £1,000 to get to Blackpool to get the dealer's stand to set up book my hotel. It cost me £1,000, so I want to cover that cost before I get there. So 10 bundle deals at £100 each. It covers my costs and then we're set. My wife doesn't shout at me for going on a Jolly Boys holiday, as she calls it.
So how can people get the bundle?
Take a look on the on my site, on my Facebook. The Weber Secrets will be it will have the Blackpool. I haven't decided quite how many things to see. There might be six or seven things to see at Blackpool, and it will have the bundle deal on there too.
Perfect. Matt, I think you're going to have another very successful Blackpool. There's some amazing stuff. And I would normally say I'm going to run over to your stand and pick everything up, but I'm just going to sort the bundle out beforehand and then leisurely come over and grab it at some point over the weekend.
There won't be any bundles at Blackpool. They always go before we get there. So
no, there will.
Yeah, get it booked up and come and pick it up whenever you like.
Amazing. Matt, congratulations on your continued success. I know January, February, March is full on when it comes to this sort of stuff. And then I'm guessing you're going to be back at the Chamber of Secrets then for the rest of the year, running the shows, keep going on there. But you're a busy guy, man. You're a busy, busy, busy guy.
Well, we both are, Craig. We're both trying to look after our families, eh?
Exactly. Exactly. On behalf of Magic TV, thank you so much, Matt, for coming on. And if I don't see you before, I will definitely see you at Blackpool. And for anyone who's watching, don't forget, Matt is touring the UK. And you can see him before Blackpool. He's doing a lecture, probably with Harry Robson, if he's not retired again. And can you just quickly go through those dates, where you're going?
5th of February in Manchester, 6th in Southampton, 7th Zodiac in West London, 8th in Darlington, 9th, 10th and 11th in the Isle of Man, 12th in Leicester, 13th Watford, 14th in Derby.
That's perfect. That is absolutely amazing. Can you hear a noise in the background? No?
No.
Good. Okay, it's just coming at mine and that's fine. Matt, thank you once again for joining me on Magic TV. Guys, anybody that's watching this, please, please, please do me a favor. Go and check Matt out on his lecture tour because it's going to be brilliant. He's going to have the masterpiece with him as well. Go back and look at the video I did with Matt if you want to find out more about the masterpiece. Go and jump on the bundle deal and then go and say hello to him at Blackpool because he has some of the best tricks that are going to be there this year in 2024. Matt, thanks once again for being awesome.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
I will
see you soon.
See you soon. Guys, on behalf of Matthew Wright, we'll see you again.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.